Toronto, 5 things to watch for in the Canadian business world in the coming week. Imperial Oil results. Imperial Oil Limited will report its fourth quarter results and hold a conference call with investors and financial analysts before financial markets open on Tuesday. The company announced last week that it would go ahead with a $720 million project to build a renewable diesel facility at its Strathcona refinery near Edmonton. CP Rail earnings. Canadian Pacific Railway Limited will report its fourth quarter financial and operating results after the close of financial markets on Tuesday. The results come as the railway waits for the U.S. Surface Transportation Board to finish its review of its proposed acquisition of Kansas City Southern. GDP report card. Statistics Canada will report gross domestic product by industry figures for November on Tuesday. The agency's initial estimate for the month pointed to a gain of 0.1% for the month as gains in the utilities, wholesale, and finance and insurance sectors were partially offset by a drop in the construction, retail, and mining, quarrying, and oil and gas extraction sectors. BCE results. BCE Inc. will report its fourth quarter results for 2022 and offer its guidance for 2023 before financial markets open on Thursday. The company will also hold a conference call with investors and financial analysts. Rogers Shaw deadline. Rogers Communications Inc. faces a deadline Tuesday for its deal to acquire Shaw Communications. The purchase still requires approval from Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne. Rogers is also expected to report its fourth quarter results and hold a conference call with the investment community before markets open on Thursday. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 29, 2023. Companies in this story: TSX, EMO, TSX, CP, TSX, BCE, TSX, Elaspidi. The Canadian Press.